This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Comments that went viral from, in my opinion, as a man who did a show with Ben, but man, I think four Super Bowls and a regular season MVP trumps what Ben did over 18 years. He is the greatest quarterback in Steelers history. Love him or hate him, think he's a goofball, I've had people texting me today saying he's senile. They think Terry Bradshaw's lost his marbles. He doesn't know what he's talking about anymore. Well, I give him credit for this right off the bat. He came right out and said he didn't like Aaron Rodgers. Okay? He didn't sugarcoat it. He didn't pretend. He didn't try to couch it. He didn't try to be diplomatic about it. He doesn't like the guy. So there is obviously bias baked in here. He doesn't want someone who he doesn't like to be the Steelers' next quarterback. And I think that's, as a fan, now he's an analyst, so you can argue that. You could say he should have more journalistic integrity. As a fan, I have no journalistic integrity. I'm not a journalist. I talk on the radio about all kinds of crazy things for 4 hours. All right? If I wanted to be a journalist, I'd go work for the Post-Gazette or the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or something like that. Or I don't. I'm here to bust balls with you guys and have fun. Right? So I'm allowed to like players and not like players. We all are. So Bradshaw says he doesn't like Aaron Rodgers. I think it's okay as a fan to like and root for certain guys and not others. Just like we're seeing this play out in real time. I think there are a lot of Steelers fans who are probably sure that Mason Rudolph is not the answer, but they'd rather watch Mason play and get a fair shake than let Aaron parachute in here and play for 1 year. Especially when Steelers fans as a collective, and I would like to put myself in this group, don't see a big difference in terms of wins and losses and where this team goes with Aaron Rodgers versus any quarterback. So why, and this is the thing that Bradshaw said that resonated with me the most, why bring him in here for 1 year? Because that's all it's going to be. He's 41 years old. It would take him turning back the clock to 2020 to consider rolling it back with him at 42 or beyond. That seems highly unlikely based on the Achilles injury he had a couple of years ago, and how he's played even pre-Achilles injury. His last year in Green Bay was not great. They needed to beat Detroit at home before Detroit turned into Detroit to make the playoffs, and they lost, and he wasn't good. Which, by the way, is another theme here of Aaron Rodgers' career. And it's why I'm with Bradshaw. Let him stay in California and chew bark and do and talk to the gods or whatever he said there, whatever comedic comment he tried to make, and he got those Arkansas radio hosts guffawing. And did you feel like those were real laughs or fake laughs? Were those like you just... they felt obligated to laugh, or did you really think they found Bradshaw to be funny in that moment?
I think they found him funny.
Yeah, I think so too.
They were really going.
By the way, Mueller's not here. Twist of fate for Mueller. He's playing a very expensive golf event today that he got roped into last second. And I crap you not, and I'm using crap on purpose, my moles are saying he is suffering from explosive diarrhea right now. I have said it so many times on the air that I've like willed it into existence. There was a guy who was filling our vending machine today who brought it up to me. And it's like we have a Mueller digestive system voodoo doll here where we can give him cramps and stuff like that. So he's out and he's apparently battling right now on the John somewhere at a very, very nice golf course. Yes, you were going to say something, Don?
I mean, he's probably battling the weather considering
right.
It sucks.
Yeah.
So
he's got a lot on his plate right now.
I know that people that play golf love to say, like, what, any day on the golf course beats any day in the office, but I don't know. The weather blows.
I'd rather be here right now, but that's just me. Anyways, I lost my train of thought because now I'm thinking about Malzi looking like Jeff Daniels in Dumb and Dumber. But anyways, and trying to cover it up at a very expensive hoity-toity golf course country club situation. 412-928-9370. That's how I'll transition, and that's how I'll invite you into the conversation, because Terry Bradshaw is unbelievably polarizing, and so is Aaron Rodgers. So this is like a quarterback Molotov cocktail here where it just blows up and goes insane because everybody's got opinions on Terry Bradshaw and everyone's got opinions on Aaron Rodgers. So it makes for catnip for us as Steelers fans and sports talk enthusiasts to discuss this. Bradshaw knows two things, in my opinion, which give him credibility. And I'm not even going to say quarterback play. Two things that give him credibility. He's old, and he won a lot. So I'll do the age thing first. He's 76. He knows what it's like to be at the end of the line. He knows what it's like to have his career deteriorate because his body... because he can't play the way that he did in the late 70s, let's say, compared to who he was in the early 80s. He lived that life. So when he says, why bring in a 41-year-old quarterback for 1 year? Yes, that's exactly right. It gets you no closer to finding your quarterback solution. It's a quarterback Band-Aid. Why are we doing quarterback Band-Aids unless it's Tom Brady knocking on the door? And don't tell me that Aaron Rodgers' commitment to playing football is the same as Brady. And don't tell me that he's played the last few years like Brady. There are, and I doubled down on the research again this morning before coming in. There are four quarterbacks in the history of the NFL who were starting quarterbacks at 41 years old. Four, that's it. Three of them are in the Hall of Fame. One of them was a number one overall pick quarterback, meaning he had great talent. Brett Favre, Warren Moon, Vinny Testaverde, Tom Brady. That's it. In the history of the NFL, over 100 years, there's been four guys, count them on one hand, who were starting quarterbacks for a full season at 41. Only one of them had a winning record. That was Brady. He won the Super Bowl that year. It was his second to last year in New England. Favre at 41 went 5-8, and our buddy Arthur Motes whipped him on a frozen field in Minnesota when they were playing outdoors while they were building the stadium there. Knocked him out. He never played again. That was it for him. He threw 11 touchdowns and 19 picks. Warren Moon wasn't bad in Seattle, threw 25 touchdowns. They went 7-7 when he started. Testaverde was terrible that year in Dallas playing for Parcells. 5-10, led the league in interceptions. And then, of course, there's Brady. George Blanda played till he was about Bradshaw's age right now, but he was a kicker at that point in his career. Where is he from again, Donnie? Youngwood, Pennsylvania. You ever go
yes,
to
sir.
Youngwood, Pennsylvania?
Oh,
they have big
times.
Signs there that say the home of George Blanda. If they don't, get them in Youngwood, please.
I mean, if you're leaving Greensburg and you have to get on like Route 70.
Dedicate
Youngwood
fields
the
to the man
to
there. There should be a tavern that's the George Blanda Bar with his...
There should be a statue. Maybe there
a
is
statue,
somewhere.
That's right.
But his, I feel like it's got to be there right next
yes,
to the sign.
Yes, absolutely. There should be more Blanda recognition out there in Youngwood. The people of Youngwood, what are you doing? Someone run for mayor in Youngwood, and your ticket should be, I'm going to honor George Blanda the way that he deserves it. Anyways, Aaron Rodgers might as well be George Blanda. He's 41 years old. So Bradshaw is like, what? At 41, you're kowtowing to a guy. He ain't 35 anymore. Only one man in history won at 41. That was Brady. If you think that Aaron Rodgers is just like Tom Brady, call in and tell me that. 412-928-9370. And then the other thing Bradshaw's synonymous with is winning. He knows winners because he was one. He won four Super Bowls. He was the MVP of two. He's one of the great big game quarterbacks in NFL history. You know who's not? Aaron Rodgers. Which speaks to, again, the puzzling, quizzical nature of this infatuation that Mike Tomlin has with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers beat Mike Tomlin in the Super Bowl. We often, when we talk about Mike Tomlin's big game struggles, we circle back to that game because ever since Super Bowl 45, it's been way downhill. He's been like a fat man on a sled going downhill since that game, rolling through the snow. He's won three playoff games. He lost the next year to Tim Tebow. Losing record as a quarter. Mike Tomlin has a winning record. No, he doesn't. Not in the playoffs. That's the one season where he does not have a winning record or even a non-losing record. He's under 500 now. So since 2010, Mike Tomlin's teams have sucked. Well, not sucked. They just haven't gotten over the hump. And the same thing's true of Aaron Rodgers. Since he beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl, he's 7-9 in the playoffs. He's 7-9. He's 2-5 on the road in the playoffs. Something tells me the Steelers are not going to host a home playoff game for the first time since 2020 and 2025. I don't think Aaron Rodgers shows up here and they beat out the Ravens and Bengals for first place unless Lamar Jackson retires and Joe Burrow gets hurt. 2-5 on the playoffs since he beat the Steelers. He's thrown 9 interceptions in those 7 games. That's a lot for Rodgers. That's more than an interception a game. He's got the NFL record for the lowest interception rate in NFL history. You know what that tells me? The big game nerves get to him. The pressure gets to him. He knows he's supposed to win. Something happens, he can't get it done. So I've been perplexed by this. I've gotten angry about this. You can hear it in Bradshaw's voice. I think Bradshaw, regardless of how things ended with Chuck Knoll, which not good, and people call him a phony, people that have been around him, and the way that he didn't pay respects to Art and Dan, obviously, still sticks in the craw of a lot of older Steelers fans. I understand and get all that. I don't really see how that's relevant to this, though. Unless you think that Terry Bradshaw just hates the Steelers and now disagrees with or wants to attack everything they do, but we've got ample proof and evidence of other things he's said that don't back that up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.